You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Calcutta High Court's verdict that struck down the OBC status granted to 77 classes in West Bengal was a tight slap to the opposition's India bloc. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said she would not accept the verdict and her government might move the Supreme Court against the judgment. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, issued an orange alert in Kerala for very heavy rainfall on Thursday, a day after torrential rains lashed several parts of the state. According to the weather department, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to occur in several isolated places in the state. According to the weather department, high waves in the range of 0.4 to 3.3 meters and sea incursions are forecast along the coast of Kerala from Vizhinjam in the south to Kasaragod in the north until Thursday night. India's response to the Uri and Pulwama terrorist attacks sent a clear message to those responsible that they are not safe, even if they run away to that side, Pakistan, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar asserted. He also compared the BJP government's response to Uri and Pulwama attacks with the erstwhile Congress administration's inaction after 26 November attacks in Mumbai in 2008. Batting legend Sunil Gavaskar recently questioned Virat Kohli's approach in the format. For someone who has not just shared the dressing room with Kohli in IPL for Royal Challengers Bengaluru but also played a lot of international matches against him, Abde Villiers knows the consequences of poking the bear. And although he admitted that he enjoyed Kohli making a statement, he lashed out at the likes of Gavaskar and fellow critics for laying into a hero and role model of the country. Actor Sharmeen Sehgal, who is Sanjay Leela Bhansali's niece, has been getting slammed for her performance in Heer Mandi, The Diamond Bazaar. Now, her co-star Jason Shah has come forward to express his views, calling her acting one-tone. Jason feels the potential of Sharmeen's character was explored in the best possible way.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.